Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hey everybody, it's Troy Vaughn from Country Thunder on the bus. Our special guest today is Dierks Bentley.
Yeah.
Dierks, how are you?
We're in good, buddy.
We're up in Canada hanging out together.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Always good being up here, dude. I love this part of the country. I had a chance to come over and play a few times and just driving in, seeing the fans, just good people, hardcore country fans. I mean, Canada's changed a lot since I first started touring up here. That lot younger and louder, and you're having a good festival. I'm glad a good chance to play this one.
You know, it's thank you, and this one's a good one, man. And it was funny because I think back to the first festival that I ever produced, or the second festival I ever produced. I had to do a deal with your manager in it was Kernahan at the time,
Kernahan,
right?
Sure, yeah.
And
yeah, yeah.
I remember what I paid you, and it was like, holy shit, right? and it was fantastic because
holy shit, I'm paying him nothing, or holy shit, it's a lot.
Holy shit, it's a lot. And you just started out basically at that particular time, 2006. You were already on the roll. You had a couple big records,
That was actually a good spot. Yeah, that's kind of the first. I kind of divided my career up into two careers, and that was that first career, though. In 2006 was a good time. Things were going pretty well.
Yeah. Well, he nailed me on that one, right?
Did,
and I'm like,
yeah,
all right. So, but of course, you have to come to Canada, right?
Yeah,
which
of
is
course.
Not always easy, you know, to our listeners. For a U.S. artist to come to Canada, it's a little bit more difficult. You have to cross a border, you have to go through immigration, you have to
sometimes
customs.
Sometimes you have no bus. We have no bus here today, which is always a drag.
Sometimes a fucking a hotel. Right. It truly is an effort, and I appreciate you coming up and doing the gig.
Yeah, we've been coming to Canada since early. I mean, 2000. I think I first came up on my own. I came back to George Strait in 2004 or 2005, and we came back. We've been coming up in all the small bars. I mean, all the.
You were here with Brad Paisley too. One
Paisley
right?
too, and that Paisley tour in particular. I remember the crowds being appreciative, but a little quiet. Maybe it's Brad. I'm not sure what it was.
Right.
It was more of a listening crowd, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't like the rowdy U.S. festivals. And then something changed around like 13, 14, where it's like, whoa, man. And people are talking about, like, you've been up, you played Boots and Hearts recently, you've been up there, and it's like, it's, the crowd's getting younger and a little louder. Now it's like, that's, and that has been the last, like, you know, 5-6 years, always one of our favorite places to tour. And used to do a winter tour, looking to do a winter tour up here again, January, February. It's, I like to ski, so it's a good time of year to be up here. And I like hockey, and I like, as you know, and I like the winter sports, so.
I come up here for Christmas every year.
Yeah.
I go to Banff and do a little skiing.
Yeah, man.
It's fantastic.
Lake Louise.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Love Lake Louise.
It's beautiful, right?
It's unbelievable. It's so pretty. Skating the canal in Ottawa.
Oh, I've never done that.
Oh, it's so fun. Get a beaver tail.
Never done that.
No. Minus 55 degrees.
Touring in January and February can be quite challenging.
Yeah.
And
lose a truck sometimes.
Trucks, buses, right?
Yeah.
Especially the drivers who are like, I can't keep it warm enough on the coach.
I will say it's a great bonding experience for the band and crew, though.
Right.
It's like the year starts off, you're all in it together, too far away to fly back home to Nashville. It's like...
Yeah, no one can quit.
We're just like, we're kind of in this together, you know? It's like, it's a good way to get the year started.
I'm so happy for your success, and since being such a fan of yours throughout your whole career. I want to talk about this friend of mine, Jay Williams, and and how you guys were roommates and how this all thing happened.
Yeah.
And how you transitioned from a student into a musician
and a
professional musician.
Yeah, I moved up to Nashville when I was 19, I guess it was. I was going to Vanderbilt. That's the way I kind of got there. I transferred to that school. And the day I got there, I got a job at the CMA, Country Music Association, as an intern. The very first day I was... had a place to work, and long story short, I was, you know, throughout the whole experience of college, I spent most of my time in the bars, you know, learning, listening, just absorbing the Nashville 101. But I graduated, and I was, you know, all my friends left, and I was living with Jay Williams, who is my booking agent now, and Jamie Cheek. Oh, sorry, Jay Williams and Fielding Logan. Jay had just got a job in the mailroom of William Morris. Fielding was road tour managing a band called Nickel Creek. He's now Eric Church's number one day-to-day guy, as you know.
And Jay's one of the most powerful agents in the show business.
And Jay's gone on to be one of the biggest guys in William Morris. So we all started together. Though. Jay would go to the mail boy. And Fielding was doing the same with Nickel Creek. And I'd sit at home in my underwear and drink Bush Light and listen to Sam Bush and try to play mandolin. I was like really into bluegrass at that time. So I was like, and they'd come back and they were so jealous of me because they love bluegrass. Bluegrass was the key amongst our friendship. You know, they'd be so mad at me.
Because Jay played too, right?
He plays too, yeah. You sat around all day long and you're playing this. I have little gigs too to make money, but I just was just hanging all day long trying to learn, you know, Bill Monroe bluegrass licks. Jay became my agent once things got going, and Fielding and I have remained great friends, and glad to see his success as well. But yeah, Jay's really going on to, it's pretty big. He's a pretty big deal.
They're lovely guys. And Fielding was, I was trying to get Ashton McBride to do my podcast.
Yeah.
And Fielding calls me up and he's like, hey man, your profile on this thing isn't right. You need to do this, this, and this. And I said, well, okay, cool. But is she in? She's in.
Okay.
So once he heard the podcast, he was like,
yeah.
Called me up and did exactly the opposite and said, man, you just let them, you know, your guests talk and enjoy their story and stuff. And it's all about the artist, which is fantastic.
Have you already had Ashley in?
Yeah,
yeah,
she was
love
fantastic.
Ashley, she's so great.
I did her in Arizona.
Oh, cool.
We did our podcast in Arizona.
And, oh, cool.
And it was like really like a open book.
Yeah.
She's such an amazing artist. Like,
I've
over the last 4 years, I've just seen this maturity of her music, of her band. I mean, it's pretty cool. Have you played many gigs with that?
Yeah, we toured together last year. I mean, we text all the time. So, you know, there's some artists that you keep in touch with a lot. And after our tour last year, you know, she's been through a lot and going through a lot.
Yep.
I was able to, you know, be there to support her in ways that were helpful. And we've kept in touch. And she texted me today. She's like, I'm just so glad. When I see that we're playing a show together, it just makes me so happy. So we'll probably collaborate on something together tonight. I'm just a huge fan of her. She's awesome.
So let's talk about, like, the first record and how you got your record deal. How did it actually happen? Because, I mean, everybody's dream is to have a record deal in Nashville, Tennessee. And you're from Arizona.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt University. Record deal. How does that come down? How does it all happen?
Yeah, it's a long time. You know, they call it a 10-year town, and that's just how long it took me to get a record deal. Probably almost exactly 10 years. But, like I said, I got there. I got a job with intern at CMA. I was, you know, driving. Jody was seen around at CMA fanfares and hanging out with Sammy Kershaw and watching Alan Jackson during rehearsals and escorting Shania Twain back to her bus and doing all this stuff at the CMAs. And just in the daytime, that night, I was going to places like Douglas Corner Cafe and Bluebird Cafe and Broken Spoke to listen to songwriters, working on my own songs, going to Roberts, going to Layla's, going to the Sutler to hear bands like Wayne, the Train, Hancock, and BR549 and the Derailers and all these great kind of bands. Really cool things are happening back then. So a lot of that rockabilly country stuff was going on.
Great bands.
Yeah, Wayne Hancock, man. Oh, he's so God. Great. He goes through two bass players a night because he just that upright bass player is just slapping so hard.
BR's fucking killer, too.
He's got two guys that play bass. I remember that. I was like, yeah. Second half of the show, new guy got up. That's a lot of upright slapping the bass. Going to the station was the main thing. Going to the station in the Bluegrass Bar in Nashville, that's really where I met a lot of guys that took me under their wing. And I learned that bluegrass and old school country are really, you know, at one point they're kind of the same thing. You know,
sure.
They diverged off a little bit. The Osborne Brothers were kind of the fulcrum of that whole scene, I think, of the split. But those guys really took me under their wing. And I put together a little bluegrass band, a kind of semi-bluegrass, semi-country band. I got a gig playing down at, on Lower Broadway. It was the first band to play the stage. Well, I had several gigs before that, but the real first gig on Lower Broadway was the stage. It was the first band first guy to play the stage. Very first person to play
really?
When they opened it. Yeah. My buddy Rupel, who owns that. And he owns Legends Corner as well. So the first guy to play there, and also the first guy to get fired from that stage, because we played there about a couple months, but the guy next door, Tootsie's, you know, he'd just be out there. You know, this is a different Nashville back then, but
absolutely.
He'd be just tearing away on Freebird and Rocky Top, and I didn't want to play those songs.
Right.
You know, I wanted to play
the real songs.
The Keith Whitley. I love Keith Whitley's early. You know, I love a lot of things about Keith Whitley, but he really was a bridge between bluegrass and country as an artist, and certainly as an influence for me. And so we were doing. I didn't have an electric guitar player. I did not have a. I had a drummer. I had an upright bass player, a steel player, and a banjo player, and a fiddle player. So we're kind of doing like...
Big band.
Yeah, it was big band, but kind of doing like, you know, bluegrass country stuff. We'd do some Haggard, we'd do some George Jones, we'd also do some J.D. Crow, and do some, Monroe and Ralph Stanley and stuff. So it was kind of a mixture and just wasn't really drawing people in, but I was trying to use it as a chance to, you know, I guess be creative and not necessarily just fill a tip jar, although I liked filling the tip jar.
Yeah.
But I just love those songs. And, this is a really long story. I'll try to make it short. But I ended up... The drummer that was playing with me downtown had a job in the tape room at Sony Tree Publishing. So his job was to... someone would say, bring songs in the tape library and say, hey, I want this song, this song, this song on a CD or on a cassette for Tim McGraw. We're going to pitch these songs to McGraw. So he'd make the tape. Anyway, he was in my band, if you can even call it that. And he got me an interview over there, whatever you want to call it, a chance to play songs for Don Cook. And I did, and... that kind of led to the thing with Arthur Buenahora. I got a publishing deal. Got a $15,000 a year.
So still paid the bills, right?
Yeah. And I think I had a $10,000 advance, which I immediately spent on a 2003 Softail Standard Harley Davidson. You know? I need a lot of money. My $15,000 is great.
Of course you did.
Well, no, that's all the money I need there, so let's spend this other $10 on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
I had a piece of, like an 86 Honda, I can't remember what it was at the time, so that was a big upgrade. Still have the bike. But that led me to, like, I was working at TNN, the National Network, which is also CMT for people that don't know what TNN is. Had a bunch of day jobs. I was working at a Randstad temping organization, which is like a temping organization. So I was pouring coffee all over town. I had all these random jobs. This allowed me to, like, quit everything and just do this one thing, which is write songs. And I wasn't writing songs for anybody else. I was trying to write songs for myself. And started working with a guy named Brett Beavers.
Great writer, right?
Great guy. We wrote a lot of songs together. When it came time to, long story short, to maybe go for a record deal, I wanted to work with him. I did a couple of showcases, but I did one for Capitol Records. And that worked out. I got a record deal in 2002, and I moved there in 94. So about 8 years.
That's pretty good, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a fast trajectory in that city.
Yeah.
I mean,
8 years is...
It's pretty quick.
Yeah, there's... With TikTok and stuff, there's... Things happening in 8 months.
Yeah,
now.
I mean,
eight weeks.
That's a different story, but I mean,
there's no shortcuts. I found that there's times. I'm sorry to interrupt, but there's times people are like, "Oh, American Idol, you know, The Voice. These people, it's so unfair." It's like, dude, there are no. Look at Scotty McCreery. He got one American Idol, you know, 15 years ago. He's just now really starting to get traction. I mean, there's just no shortcuts. You might get the initial like, "Oh my gosh," but
well, the thing that I think, Dirks, and maybe you can concur with this, is that I think there's a process, right? So you got to go out and play these clubs. You got people who are having a cigarette and a drink or whatever, and maybe not a cigarette anymore, but they're talking to each other, and you're up there, and you got to earn their respect and earn their listenership, right?
Yeah.
And these kids, I don't know that, but it seems like the entertainment capacity is a little diminished in the sense that they haven't earned their chops going through the clubs where you got to earn the audience's respect. Yeah. And win them over. Like, you gotta win them over. Gotta win them over.
It's like that Aldean song, Crazy Town. I always love that song. Oh, you know, make all the drunk girls scream and shout. Bend those strings so the hand comes out. I mean, that's what you got to do. And I think playing those clubs helps you because you play, then you go on to play open, you know, play a football stadium or whatever. And you try to make that place feel as small as those clubs that you used to play in. You know, it works. The same with Garth Brooks is able to do. You know,
yeah, Garth Brooks like, kind of puts a football stadium into an intimacy.
One of my first concerts was him, and I was in the very top of the arena. I could actually touch the roof. It was America West Arena with the Coyotes. Here's our hockey team's AHL team, the Phoenix Firebirds used to play. But I could touch the roof of the arena. But, and there's no video screens, no moving lights, but it still felt like he was singing right to you. So that's definitely the goal.
I think that's a little bit that is missing, but hopefully we can get that back and these kids can, you know, I mean, they're getting a lot of opportunities, which is fantastic. And
I mean, crazy.
Crazy
stuff
slots.
Going on,
crazy opportunities.
Playing stadiums.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, it's cool.
It's very cool.
Let's talk about hockey.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
So how were you interested in hockey and what was your, you know, kind of vibe to,
you know, the press?
Because you're in Arizona.
I'm Arizona. Yeah, I didn't. We had like I said, I think it was an AHL team, the Roadrunners. Sorry.
Yeah, the Phoenix Roadrunners.
Yeah,
they were an American League team.
Yeah.
I got sent there.
Did you really?
Uh-huh.
No way.
Yeah, from the Boston Bruins. They were the Boston Bruins farm team.
That's right.
And I went there without a contract.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I signed with Montreal the interim. So
that's unbelievable. Yeah. So I mean,
Fairgrounds.
Yeah, Fairgrounds. Yeah, I didn't even watch them that much, but when I was in Nashville, 1998, when the Preds came to town, it was one of the first games. Friend of mine from Toronto played men's league hockey, and he's like, you know, you can go play this. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, there's the Centennial Sportsplex. There's a bunch of men's leagues over there. I'll give you some gear. I was hooked. I mean, just started playing every, you know, a couple times a week. Even when the kids came. The first kid, I kept playing. The second kid came, I kept playing. By the third kid, I was like, I can't do this. It's just these games start at 11 o'clock at night. They end at 1 in the morning. Then you go to the bar. You're home by like 2 or 3 in the morning. You're exhausted the rest of the week. You know, I had to take a little break, but now my son is into travel hockey.
Oh, he is?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of what I do on my touring between Memorial Day and Labor Day, because the rest of the year we're all
doing
the country.
Hockey.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just got back from, I was in Coeur d'Alene today because he does a Wayne Gretzky camp.
Oh, he's doing Gretzky's thing?
Yeah, the 99 camp, yeah. And
is Kelly Chase there?
No, Chaser, yeah. So hang out with Chaser. I just saw Chaser yesterday. Yeah, he's one of a kind, man.
So he's my roommate for a couple of years.
Oh,
yeah,
oh,
absolutely.
Shit, no way.
I've shown someone a picture of you and Kelly Chase and myself, and I think Mike Sillinger, who's one of the I have nothing to say about my career because I was... You know, I played in the minors my whole career, basically. But Mike Sillinger is the most traveled guy in the NHL. Like 12 teams, 11 teams he played for. And it's you and I and Chaser when the alumni game we played,
right? Yeah,
against St. Louis.
Yeah.
And I was showing somebody yesterday. I'm like, wow, man, that was super cool.
Fun to watch that, yeah.
It is. I mean, that game's amazing. I mean, being up here in Canada, like, there's a lot of rule changes now that are pretty interesting, and a lot of things are changing towards, you know, hockey. And I was kind of like, Kelly Chase was a fighter and enforcer,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, those guys don't exist in the league anymore.
No.
That thing's done.
I know.
It's over.
It's, you know, everyone's got their feelings on it all. It's like, you know, there's an important role for, that's the thing about hockey, there's a role for everybody, you know. It's not
correct.
Just like one player fits all. It's like, this guy does that, that's what makes a team, you know. That's why it's we. And you hear those guys always use the word we and not I. It's a great sport. But he loves it. We watch a lot of hockey. You know, the Preds got a lot of, kind of a rebuilding situation going on, but he loves. You know, I was flying into Edmonton today. My son obviously loves McDavid.
Is your son
and Draisaitl.
Your son's not here.
No, he's back in. He's went back to Nashville today, but he loves the Oilers. So, and it's like, be careful in this country. Here. You know,
they love the Oilers here. Yeah, I mean, it's Oiler country, obviously, because we're just outside of Edmonton. But you know, you look at McDavid, and you know, I've been asked many questions. You know, and I've never met the gentleman, and I think he's one of the most talented players ever to play the game.
Yeah,
but not. There's no one who has had the impact on hockey as Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah.
And it's just, that was just different.
Yeah.
And it was, when I got to meet him, I had the best, coolest experience. I lived with his brother for a couple of years. So I always played with the good ones.
Yeah.
So Steve Chelios, his brother.
Yeah.
I played with him.
Yeah.
I played with Keith Gretzky.
Yeah.
But never played Wayne. and I had this moment where we were playing in Erie, Pennsylvania, and went out for dinner with Walter and Phyllis Gretzky. And it was when you could still smoke in restaurants.
Yeah.
And they're just chugging cigs, right? And I'm looking across the table at them and going, like, you created the greatest player of hockey in the world and you're chain smokers. And it was kind of like...
Different sport, different time, dude.
Different time, man.
These guys don't go out and party like they all used to. They sit in their room and play video games.
Yeah, that's done. So let's talk about what's in your future. What are you up to? What do you got going on?
Yeah, man. The album came out in February, so this tour is kind of based off that album. It's a fun show. It's a fun tour. You know, Jordan Davis has been out this most of the year, and we've had different openers from
talented artists.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, he is.
That's
a great package.
It's a joy, dude. I watch him, and he just gets the crowd so fired up. By the time we walk out there, it's a done deal. We've had really cool openers before him. Molly Tuttle, great bluegrass artist.
Yep.
Red Clay Strays have been out there. Band from Mobile, Alabama. They're awesome. So the tour's been great. I got three kids, and doing three different camps with three different drops and three different pickups. So I'm just, you know, thinking I'm a pilot, because I'm bouncing all across the country to be two, three places at once sometimes.
Are you back in Nashville now?
Back in Nashville full time.
Cool.
We had to leave Colorado.
And you're also a pilot, so let's talk about that.
Yeah.
So do you fly to your own gigs?
I flew here today. Yeah. I'm going to fly tomorrow up to BC. I'm going fishing tomorrow up in Terrace, BC, to do some stuff for the Textron people who sponsor me.
I know.
But yeah, I'm probably the only country. Well, I know I'm the only country singer that's, you know, not only a pilot, but, you know, type to fly.
Long have you had your license for?
I got my license in 19. I ran out of money and reason to do so once I got it. Then my first kid was born in 2010, and that's when I got back into it full-time.
Yep.
And started flying a little prop plane that I owned, a little Cirrus, flew that everywhere for about 800 hours in that. And then through Peyton Manning, I met everyone at Cessna. And the CEO at the time, great guy named Scott Ernest, he avid outdoorsman, we became good friends. He helped me get my multi rating in a Baron, a twin engine prop plane, and then I trained to fly the M2, which is the smallest jet they make, and now I'm in a CJ4, which goes up to 45,000 feet, and it's fast. It carries the whole band plus I can carry eight people in the back.
And you're flying it.
Yeah, me and another guy switch legs. So I don't fly back. I usually had a few drinks, and it's the FAA frowns upon being drunk on a plane unless you're in the back.
Unless you're Dirk Spentley.
They don't like that. That's more about, you have to be in the back to be drunk. So.
Well,
but yeah, I love it. I do about 300 hours a year, and it saves. I'm so grateful for that sponsorship because it saves. I couldn't do this anymore without it.
Oh, man, that's a great idea. Yeah. I mean, and you and I have never ever had the discussion about your, you know, aviation, and it's such a neat thing. I find it so unique, you know, yeah. And not a lot of artists have that passion for aviation, yeah. And I mean, it's cool shit, because I have the same passion as you have, yeah. And tonight, so yes. What's on store for tonight?
Just going to kick the tires, light the fires, go there and rip it, man. I know we had a big night last night with Morgan, so we got to come out of the gates rocking. And these people, it's Sunday night, you know. You got to take all this stuff in consideration. They've been here all weekend. They've had a lot of fun. They've probably had some lack of sleep, too. They're dirty. They've been camping out. So it just means you got to go out there and just give a little extra.
You know they're all here, right? So no one's left, which yeah. is really unique. And you know, we do these four-day runs, and they're all here tonight, so yeah, it's cool. Really cool. And I,
yeah,
it's just how much they respect you and
I appreciate
and your music. And
you respect them.
You gave Canada a lot of respect early in your career, and it's really interesting because we had more comments about Dierks Bentley than anybody. And
cool,
I thought that was fantastic.
I appreciate the hell of that. It's awesome. Yeah, this is going to be a big night. So yeah, just go out there. My guys know it's like Sunday. Whenever you play on Sunday, you got to go out.
Got to work for it, right?
You got to work a little harder for it. Yep. Just get them, because they've been out there all week. We all know what it's like to be fans. I go to concerts still. I went to the Taylor Swift concert. Took all my girls there. You know, Dad of the Year award. But you know, I know what it's like to go to concert. You know, it's even getting the perks that we get of which I didn't really have any perks for that particular concert. Funny, the 1989 tour, I got up and sang with Taylor. I texted her manager and said, hey, we might come to that Kansas City show. Tree Payne. So we might come to that. I just got done off the road. I was exhausted. I was sitting on my couch with my wife, and we're talking about Taylor. And taking
was that her. Fearless?
That was 89 tour. This is the one before this one.
Okay.
And I go, well, I don't want to see her in Nashville. It's going to be too crowded. Maybe we should go see her somewhere else. We're sitting there exhausted. I look and see she's playing Kansas City. I'm like, oh, shit, she's playing Kansas City tomorrow. And I'm like, do you want to go? My wife's like, maybe, you know, we're just kind of really tired.
Sure.
So I text Tree, like, hey, would it be possible to come out and see Taylor tomorrow in Kansas City? 2 minutes goes back. Yes, and she would love for you to get up and sing with her. And so I look at my wife, I go, looks like we're going to Kansas City tomorrow. And she's like, well, I'm not even sure I wanted to go. I'm like, oh, we're going now, because Taylor just...
I'm committed. Yeah.
This time around... I didn't get up and sing with her. I had to go park myself and go. So I'm just saying, I know what it's like to be like, it's concerts are hard to get to. It's expensive. It's tiring, you know. But, you know, so I just have a lot of respect for the whole process of being a fan.
You know? Were a fan last week when you saw Taylor Swift or two weeks ago. You were a fan. You were an absolute.
I love 100. Concerts. We live in Nashville. We live right in Nashville. So it's 6 minutes for me to get the Bridgestone Arena. So
yeah.
Harry Styles this year, Billie Eilish. Kids went and saw Bieber. I hate him missing that. They saw Post Malone. I hate him. I would have loved to have seen Post Malone.
Yeah.
I've seen Dua Lipa there. Whatever the girls want to go see, you know.
So I love that.
Yeah. So,
well, man, I really appreciate taking your time out of your day, because this is like, to our listeners, like, for Dierks to come over here and have this conversation with me, he's got 100 other things going on, and he's got to prepare for a show, so I really appreciate this. And it's great catching up with you, my friend.
Prepare for the show, you mean have a cocktail. Yeah. You can't have one yet. It's not really.
That's timing. Everything's timed.
It's exactly a half hour before I walk on stage.
100%.
I have a guy here, my buddy Josh Castle, who, it doesn't matter where I'm watching the opening act from or where I am backstage, he at 8:30, I mean, I'll see him walking, I look over. It's exactly a half hour. It's 8:30 every night. And boom. To the dot.
Like, everything's timed. I got it.
Because I just have it. It's like when you're playing hockey. It's like you have your pre-show routines and your structure when you eat, when you have your first business. Maybe not a cocktail.
Your pre-game meal, whatever
it is. You know, the food's a little more lax, but the drink, you got to have just the right time.
And you can't overdo it. You got to be in the pocket. But I just want to thank Dierks Bentley
for being
here.
Thanks,
you know, we've known each other for a long time, and I think this is one of my favorite podcasts that we've done. And
I'm glad you're doing them.
Thank you for doing it.
The fans go a little behind the scenes of what you do. You created a really cool festival circuit, and we love playing them, and the fans love going to them. So it's very cool.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, y'all.
Thank you to our guests on this episode. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a review whenever you listen. Until next time, I'm Troy Volhoffer. And you're on the bus at Country Thunder. Just won't stop winding. I want that lightning that's so bright it's blinding. I want a sky full of stars to be under. I want to feel that country thunder. Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh. wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.